Blog Talk Radio.
Writers, it's me again, number one writer Jay Hobb. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. Thank you guys for coming in to yet again another great show. I got so many things we're going to talk about. I got so many people. I got somebody in this building with me. I don't know yet if I can get her to say anything, but I'm gonna try later. I'm gonna try a little bit later on in the show, and I'm gonna let you guys talk to. Hopefully, Metaphor will be in the building tonight. Who is going to be performing at the Bali's show April the 4th. That's at Tremont Music Hall at 8 o'clock p.m. So you guys definitely need to check that out. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Going to talk a little bit today about why our young people have lost the respect for some of the ones that we call their elders, and what it would take to get them back on the right path. Is it the music? Is that what we need to talk about? And I have a clip that I need to play for you guys when we're talking about the state of hip-hop, the state of R&B, what it's doing to our young people, and how they are, as I should say, revolting back. But it's in a wrong, negative aspect, and it's something that we need to really look at. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, I'm going to be giving away a couple more tickets to Bali's show. That is April the 4th. I just said that. April 4th at Tremont Music Hall in Charlotte, North Carolina, 8 o'clock p.m. That's on a Saturday. It will be hosted by yours truly. And we have Metaphor, who will be, let me say that the right way. We got national recording artist Metaphor that will be opening up for Bali. We got Toxic Collab. And for you guys that know who Toxic Collab is, they are the band that actually just went bananas at the Independent Artist Festival last year. Those guys are incredible, and they are now officially the J Radio Show band. So they are going to be there. A host of other people. You never know who's out in the crowd. We're going to have people from all walks there. Hopefully we will get an interview with Fantasia while she's there. And it's going to be a lot of stuff going on, guys. That number to call is 347-945-7405. I think you guys are very much so going to be thoroughly entertained. I know you are when it comes to the caliber of music that you're going to be exposed to that night. A lot of great things, a lot of great entertainers. I'm really, really excited, and I can't wait for us to actually get this show on the road. So for you guys who are just joining us, and I see you guys in the chat room, and yeah, we're gonna talk about that too. Number to call is 347-945-7405. We're going to talk about that, so you guys rest assured. For those of you just joining us, talking about the show that's going to be at the Charlotte at the Tremont Music Hall. That is April 4th. That is Bali's CD release party / concert. I don't know what you want to call it, but that's what I'm calling it. So we're going to be there that night, and it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. The after party is actually going to be there too. So it's going to be some great stuff going on. Number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
Colorblind in your amazing eyes.
Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Yeah, they better. I can't give up now.
I'm focused, I'm hoping I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life. I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power. I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour. Yeah. Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to flame on. I got three rappers in the hot
flame
seat. I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that film the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
I'm giving the game hope.
I got prison bars. I'm spitting bad time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope. I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
It ain't a good feeling, no thing. I'm about to go and get it. Get it. Just watch and witness. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused. I got my shades on, I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused. We in our zone. Don't even approach us.
Yeah. If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats, why cannot get a deal?
Why cannot get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was drunk and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinion. Survived by his daughter, I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain? I was the only child. It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it get.
I'm as real as it get.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
It ain't a good feeling. No thing.
I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone. Don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us.
'Cause we focused.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Self Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Before the break, guys, we talked a little bit about, well, we didn't get to talk any, but I did propose the question that what do we think it's going to take to get our youth back to that respectful level, that level that they, you know, that their parents, that you and I grew up on. What is it going to take? Is it going to take a real swift change or something in the music that they listen to? Or is it going to take just a homegrown behind whooping? Is that what it's going to take? You know, I have mixed feelings on it. I think for one that let me first say that music is the most universal language in any type of communication that we know. And what I mean by that is that it changes things. Music can make you feel sad. It can make you happy. It can make you glad. It can make you knock somebody in their mouth. We have to learn how to channel that music and make it do what we want it to do. And I'm telling you, there is so many things that we need to look at in this world that's going on that's affecting our children. Media is one. The things that went on in Ferguson, it had a lot to do with what's going on in the world. I want to play a clip. First of all, let me say this, because I feel like I'm all over the place. First of all, let me say this. I'm going to play a few clips, and they are going to lead up ultimately to what I am trying to get across to you. And I hope you guys have a listening ear today, because the things that I'm going to play for you are things that you really, truly need to sit and listen about. You need to sit and analyze what's being said. And you need to come to the conclusion, or come to a conclusion, that what's been happening is on a grander scale. It's on a grander scale. And it's something that we need to really take heed. My good friend, Dick Gregory, you guys know, has been on the show. He said something a few months ago. And I got a clip. And it was his advice to young black children. Now, I'm going to flip that, and I want you to take what he's saying. But what we need to do on a grander scale is utilize it for all children. But I'm going to play this clip. Here's a clip with Dick Gregory talking about his advice to young black.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayers, and I thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere, with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the flow of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood, and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood, and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery. And
I went a little further than I wanted to. That was Dick Gregory talking about what young black people should do. Now, that's the first part I wanted you to hear. Now, what are we going to do? I'm going to go to a break. We're going to come back. Then I'm going to play an interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers. And if you have ever heard of Dr. Patrick Vickers, I need for you to go get everybody, your mama, brother, cousin, sister, uncle, and I need for you to sit down and listen to what Dr. Vickers blamed and exposed to me. You guys will not believe what he had to say. You would not believe what he had to say that's not only killing our community, but killing other communities also. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Man, I'm not looking for a boo thing. I'm looking for something. You know, go to the beach, chill at the park. You know, no strings attached. You know,
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby, cause I want you in my life.
No strings, ain't no feelings involved. And ain't no going no dates, ain't no hitting them all. I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach. So I make a love ring down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, the roles will be flipping. I only see you after 12, and she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong, I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby, cause I want you in my life.
And knew that I had a friend. I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests, I ain't accept them all. Had a few chicks that was down, but most accept the fall. I ain't into all of the weave and facial makeup. I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up. She can take up all of my FaceTime. I run the club, but I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public, niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks, you know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. She whispering in my ear, she keep telling me that she love me. Asking for a name, said it was nice to meet ya. Then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat ya. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features. And I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet ya.
Shorty, nice to meet ya. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby, cause I want you. Over my Jordan 13 sneaker. Clear about your features. Got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we were fever. Kissing under the bleachers. Touching and fondling, hugging. Man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love.
Baby, cause I want you in my life.
something is happening in our world.
Criminal, factory, illiterate, uneducated,
of people arising
and whatever
up,
other negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are,
the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are
of the impact that it had upon me,
Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Broadway,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia,
being able to see the effect that it has upon others,
Memphis,
that's what made me effect.
The cry is always
that
the same,
being,
we want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I do want you to really, truly listen to what I am about to expose to you. I had the privilege, I'm going to set it up, I had the privilege of meeting this man a couple of years ago. He sat down, he was in Gastonia, North Carolina. He came to speak to a group of people about the Gerson therapy. And his name is Dr. Patrick Vickers. He's from Utah. I want you guys to listen to what he exposed to me in a personal interview. And I'll tell you, there's a method behind my madness. I know I'm all over the place, but there's a reason why I want you to listen to this, as I did with Dick Gregory. And also welcome Chicago, welcome 999, and welcome 102.8 Hots in Philly. I'm glad that you guys were able to join us again. Thank you for the continued support, and we look to add even more is what I'm being told. I'm hoping that we can get that done like ASAP, because the more listeners makes me a very, very, very happy and popular person. So I'm ready for you guys to jump on the bandwagon. I'm glad that you guys have jumped on the wagon with us on this long ride. So welcome Chicago and welcome Philly once again for joining in on the show. So here is the clip of Dr. Patrick Vickers.
Blog Talk Radio.
Something is happening in our world. Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
Okay, we're gonna pause real quick while they get that clip ready. It is a rerun of another show with Patrick Vickers on it. I just want you guys to realize that. But it is a very informative show. So it's going to sound like we are on a whole new day. But trust me, it is the interview that I want you guys to hear. And it is the interview of Dr. Vickers, a chiropractor actually from Utah. So, without further ado, here is the clip of Dr. Vickers.
You ready? Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. Come on.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. Mike.
He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure he's clear. Stays up, that means when he puts it down, talk's picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway?
My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampages through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampages through your set, better show me some respect. Hey, yeah, my name, J-Dom, when I'm ripping up the mic. Sitting standards y'all can handle, now it's time to pay the price. Trump tight, got this rap game locked in the fight. You don't wanna go against me, better take my advice. It's a must, I go hard and shatter your squad. I'm clicked up with the guard, we gon' tear out your heart. We dominating, no need for waiting. We gotta take it, running over all you cowards. Make you see the face of Satan. Steady chasing after dollars, tell my haters sayonara. In my lane, I gotta bomb you, see you later, no tomorrow. I be ballin', no stalling on the block, shot calling. I'm a beast in the streets, what these beasts keep hollering. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. So official, plus I'm made, living laid in the shade with my feet kicked up. Better check my resume. Step my game out the trenches to the top. Getting riches made men. Real people, ENT. Coming bitches off the wall. Always raw. Yeah, my clique, we standing tall. Elevating, steady, regulating. While you suckers fall. Middle fingers to the law. I don't show them no respect. I'm a certified vet. Step in water, you'll get wet. My piranhas all up on you. Heat you up just like a sauna. Choppers chopping, pistols popping. Every time we run up on you. Never bother when there's problems. I just plot and stay. In the end, you'll be gone. Feel the rest of J-Dom. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. J-Dom, Nashville, Tennessee, 615, Southside Thoroughbred Rider. I'm dominating the game. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Coming live from the dirty, dirty, you heard me? Wordplay out this world. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified thing, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the Big Homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the Brother J, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Don't sleep, mixer.
She's
now
it's
time to set the game up and get the range up.
They ask me how I do it, I just sit down. I dig the beat, man, I love the sound. I dig the beat, man, I love the sound.
This world, my heart and mind.
They ask me how I do it, I just get down. I dig the beat, man, I love the sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I dig the beat, man, I love the sound.
Now it's time to set the game up and get the range up.
Don't feed.
DJ, give me some.
number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Want to apologize for the beginning, guys. I just got an email from the station letting me know that they have gotten the technical and the audio problems fixed. So the audio problems are fixed. And for those of you who did not hear me when the beginning of the show started, wanted to let you know that on today's show, we're going to listen to an exclusive interview that I had with Dr. Patrick Vickers. He is a chiropractor out of the state of Wisconsin that also works at the Gerson Therapy Clinic in Mexico, Tijuana, Mexico. And for those of you who do not know what the Gerson Therapy is or are not familiar with the clinic, you know, it's really one of those situations where you can do the research, you can read for yourself, which I advise you to do is read for yourself and find out what it is that you want to know about this. But as I stated at the beginning of the show, do not take this lightly. These are things, the things you're about to be privy to, the things you're about to hear come out of this man's mouth are both shocking, uplifting, and just plain fearful in some ways. These are some of the things that you think about and want to know the answers to, but you really don't want to know the answers, if you know what I mean. We're going to listen to the exclusive interview. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Then I'm going to play the first part of a three-part lecture that Dr. Vickers actually was a part of in Gastonia, North Carolina, just the day before yesterday when I sat down and spoke with him, and he gave me an exclusive interview as soon as he got in. You guys, what you are about to hear are things that I can't explain it. I can't explain it. I want you to be the ones who actually come up with your own consensus of what you feel about this. Because I'm going to tell you, it makes me feel some sort of way. It's made other people that has listened to this man speak feel some sort of way. We're going to take a quick one. When we come back, I'm going to give you the exclusive interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers. Go get everybody you know to listen to this interview and to listen with an open ear and a conscious mind, because that's what it's going to take for you to be able to soak in what you are about to be exposed to. Unbelievable stuff. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You definitely live in the day.
This song, I want to talk to the hustlers out there. You know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you. Just listen to me right now.
A day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Trick on.
snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping now. Take my advice, it's either live or die, but you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Listen, across the 110th Street, pimp trying to catch a woman last week. Across the 110th Street, pushing a woman, let the junkie go free. Oh, across the 110th Street, a woman trying to get the trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Don't sleep, mister.
CC.
Now it's time to set the game before we get the rage up.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for all the things that you've been sending me so far. But I don't want you to say anything until after you hear this exclusive interview. And I'm not going to delay any longer. The other day I had the privilege of sitting down and getting a one-on-one exclusive interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers from Wisconsin. But he also works at the Gerson Therapy Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico. That's all I'm going to tell you, and I just want the interview to do the rest. So here's an exclusive interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers.
This is a Live in the Day exclusive, and I am here with world-renowned Dr. Patrick Vickers. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me the time, first and foremost, for being able to speak with you on this matter. But if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and I definitely want to get into the Gerson therapy.
Okay. Well, my name is Dr. Patrick Vickers. I'm a chiropractor from Wisconsin, and I travel around the country actually lecturing on something else called the Gerson therapy. The Gerson therapy was a therapy created by a man named Dr. Max Gerson. Dr. Max Gerson to this day is probably the most censored doctor in the history of medicine. Nobel Peace Prize winner Dr. Albert Schweitzer, who to this day is considered one of the greatest humanitarians that's ever lived. He's usually mentioned in the same breath as Mother Teresa or Gandhi.
Wow.
He called Dr. Max Gerson one of the greatest geniuses in medical history. Unfortunately, Gerson was severely persecuted and censored. between 1910 and 1959 when he died. And the reason why is he was reversing a vast majority of degenerative diseases, including terminal cancer. And I lived with Gerson's family, and I'm personally trained by his family. And so I'm intimately connected with his therapy, and I go around the country lecturing on him and his therapy 50 years after his death. And our clinics are in Mexico, mm-hmm. and they're in Mexico because they've been kicked out of the United States.
Wow.
The incredible amount of power that the pharmaceutical industry, riding on the back of the United States government, has, and it keeps this information from the public, and it does so via the major media. The major media, they're receiving $20 billion a year from the pharmaceutical industry. So if you're an editor of any major media outlet, whether it be TV, newspaper, radio, magazines, your sole fiscal responsibility as an editor is to promote the financial interests of your organization. It has absolutely nothing to do with giving you or I the truth.
Wow.
And so even though we live in the information age where we have all this access to information on the Internet, we're really still slaves to the modern media to get
wow.
our information.
Wow.
Because unless you know what you're looking for on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to find the Gerson therapy. Mm-hmm. If you Google the cure for cancer, the Gerson therapy is not going to pop up.
You're right.
So we're still slaves, in essence, to the major media outlets. Unfortunately, they're being controlled by powerful interests, particularly the pharmaceutical industry.
Wow. It's really on the heels of saying that, you know, on a sidebar note, you know, there was in the news maybe a couple of months ago where some young scientists from Oklahoma actually thought they had the cure for cancer, and mysteriously their computers got taken out of their trunk of their car, and I've actually reached out to the lab out there in Oklahoma, and they will not give any interviews. It's really interesting that you say that they have dismayed this type of treatment, which, you know, I have looked at, and I have seen nothing but mere miracles.
The things we're doing at the clinic are outright shocking. People who have 6 months to live coming to our clinic, within 2 years on the Gerson therapy, they're completely cured of their
wow.
cancers. Sometimes even 2 to 3 months to live. We're still able to completely reverse their terminal stage cancers. And it's not just cancer. Albert Schweitzer himself, 8 years before he won the Nobel Peace Prize, he had severely advanced diabetes, severely. And he was cured by Dr. Gerson in 6 weeks of his diabetes. And you can read about that in Schweitzer's biographies. Schweitzer's wife, Helena, when they had a daughter that was just 4 years old, she had terminal tuberculosis, Schweitzer's wife, and she had about 3 months to live. Dr. Gerson completely cured her of her terminal tuberculosis. And so you can see the threat that this would be to a $1 trillion per year industry in the pharmaceutical industry. It's a $1 trillion per year industry from cancer and all the other degenerative diseases. And when you consider the fact that we could virtually obliterate that industry, that's 18% of the American GDP.
Wow.
They say at least 20% of the American public is somehow employed by the medical industry.
Wow.
So if you eliminated that medical industry, you're looking at depression-level unemployment. So not only does the pharmaceutical industry have a stake because of their $1 trillion profits, but the government has a stake.
Mm-hmm.
The political instability that could potentially be created by that kind of a job loss. And that's not what would necessarily happen, because
mm-hmm.
you could find other jobs for people doing something like the Gerson therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you would obliterate 20% of American jobs, but there's so many hands in that $1 trillion pot that it is not in the interest of those industries to tell you and the world public that the cure for these diseases exists. And so anybody in this country who's successfully reversing advanced diseases on a regular basis, they're running them out of the country. There was a man named Dr. Brzezinski in Texas who had pretty good success with brain tumors. FDA raided his offices, shut him down. He's one of the most persecuted doctors right now in this country.
Wow.
So anybody who's curing cancer on a consistent basis, they're all outside the country, usually in Tijuana, Mexico, which is where our clinics are.
Wow. It's really sounding like, you know, and please forgive me, listeners, for those of you who are suffering from this terrible disease, it sounds like it's starting to be a big business. And it's really taking over the empathetic part of the human mind,
mm-hmm.
and the sympathy part of the human mind. Now, tell me a little bit about what is the reception or the consensus when you're across the country, all around the country and the world, that is, talking about the Gerson therapy.
Well, that's funny. You know, well, the people that come to my lectures, usually they know they're being lied to. They just don't know who's lying to them, how they're being lied to, you know. And so essentially the people coming to me, they already know. But if I were to go and walk up to 1,000 general people, okay, just 1,000 people out of nowhere, 990 of them will look at me with a stare that what I'm telling them cannot possibly be true. The American public has been outright brainwashed,
wow,
by the medical profession, being bombarded daily with pharmaceutical drug ads and all the studies done on these pharmaceuticals and this and that. And so day after day, all you have to do is turn on your TV and you're bombarded with pharmaceutical industry drug ads or planted stories about their therapies. And so the American public, they can hardly believe that they're being lied to. So 90% of the people that I approach, they just can hardly believe it. And they don't want to believe that the system, which they believe is actually designed to protect them and is looking out for their best interests, is actually the contrary. And so you take people's perfect view of the world and you turn it upside down when you expose them to the Gerson therapy. Now, you take the 10% that believe me, and the irony is, if you lined up 1,000 of them,
mm-hmm.
it's my experience that maybe 100 of them would actually do something to change their lives and become healthier human beings. Because what we're doing, it's radical changes in diet. And food is one of our biggest crutches. When, you know, if we're down emotionally or we're under stress, most of us turn to food.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn to those foods that make us feel good. And often those are the foods that are the unhealthiest for mm-hmm. us. And so when I approach people with the Gerson therapy, which is strict dietary regimen of massive amounts of juicing,
mm-hmm.
massive amounts of fruits and vegetables, no salts, no fat, no refined sugars, you can understand why very few people would actually turn to it unless they're in a terminal state, which is why most of the people we see
mm-hmm.
are those coming to us in terminal states.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, that's quite interesting. That's quite interesting. How would the Gerson therapy, how would that play, in fact, when it comes to, I guess I shall say, more cultural diverse families,
mm-hmm.
as families that don't eat pork, families that don't eat beef. This is something that they definitely need to look at, isn't it?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase the question?
Well, I say for a Muslim family,
yeah,
that has strict dietary needs,
yeah,
restrictions, that is, would the Gerson therapy,
mm-hmm.
Would it really benefit families or cultures like that, or let's say, would they be more susceptible to trying the mm-hmm. therapy because it's really within the dietary restrictions of those type of families?
Yeah. Well, again, people who want to go on the Gerson therapy because they have an advanced disease, there's just certain things they cannot eat or they will not heal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to heal from an advanced terminal disease, you cannot eat meat. You can't eat meat, okay? But for somebody or a family that just wants to maintain their health,
mm-hmm.
absolutely they can go ahead and do principles of the Gerson therapy and still have basic portions of their standard diets that they're accustomed to, that it usually includes meat, you know, like whether it be beef or lamb or
mm-hmm.
pork.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that couldn't be integrated into a cultural setting, you know, whether you're a Muslim or a Christian or whatever the dietary standards are. But
that was Dr. Patrick Vickers talking a little bit about the Gerson therapy. Reason I told you guys that I wanted to play those two, and there's something else that I wanted to play too, but I can't right now because we're running short of time. But just so you know, some of the method behind my madness is I want you guys to understand that there is a process that we need to go through to get us to the next level of complete knowledge and discipline, to get our children to the complete knowledge and discipline. There's things that we have to do that we cannot continue to ignore. one of those things are we have to groom our young people on how to act. As Dick Gregory said, we need to learn finances. We need to learn the process of working and what can be taxable and what can't. We need to learn those things. And as Patrick Vickers said, we need to learn to treat our bodies a lot better than what we're doing. We need to know the truth behind disease and medicine and how it has been twisted to lead us in a whole new level of fear. Those are the blueprints. And there's more, and I'm going to expose them to you on tomorrow's show. But I'd like to take the time now to tell each and every one of you guys that I really, truly thank you for the support that you have been giving me and for everything that you continue to show me when it comes to this radio show. This radio show is for you. This radio show is here for you. It's for you, it's by you, it's with you. I can't explain how much I love you guys for supporting me and continuing to support me. This is what has to happen in order for us to get to the next level. And lo and behold, guys, when we get to that next level, I promise you that things will be on a whole new level. I will be able to give you exactly what you want, when you want it, how you want it, each and every show. So as I say to you guys each and every day, I love you with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely been live in the Day with Jay. See you on tomorrow's show. Peace.